due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
They're going to cry for you, John. They won't understand. Not at first. But in time, they will forget you. And you'll be left with nothing. And they'll see you the same way that I do. As a monster, John.
I'm WWE superstar John Cena, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Morning, wrestling fans. When you wear those headphones, you're never sure, I guess. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for April 5th. We're doing 2 hours today, folks, so sit back, relax, get something to eat, and get ready to talk WrestleMania 30, because we've got a lot to talk about. By the way, it's April 5th, of course. The holidays today, it's only one. It's Go for Broke Day. I guess we're kind of doing that as we speak. What are you guys watching? Pardon me for 1 second while Beyonce. I do these introductions.
Sorry, Beyonce's half naked rolling around on a beach soaking up the surf.
Yeah, but now Jay-Z just showed up.
Yeah, now he's ruining it.
Well, he just ruined this entire video.
Oh, you're right, so we're watching videos. Okay, well, let me get to what we're doing. We're talking wrestling this morning, folks. Yeah. Real quick, birthdays today for former WCW, WWE's motivational speaker. Diamond Dallas Page is 100 today. No, I'm just kidding.
Bang.
He's 58. Yeah, it looks 100, though. Also, Ashley Flair, you might know her as NXT Charlotte. She's 28 today. Personal friend of mine on Facebook, too. She puts up some very provocative pictures. But she's very cool, and today's her 28th birthday. Happy birthday, Ashley Flair.
I wonder if she acts like her dad when she's on an airplane.
It comes out nothing but underwear on.
One can only hope.
Yeah, that's true. I want to let you know, Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire Culver. Don't forget to join us for WWE's WrestleMania 30. That's right, tomorrow, WrestleMania 30 at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road. It's hosted by us. There'll be prizes and drink specials all night long. That's WWE's WrestleMania 30 at Salvatore's at the garage door. I want to remind you, folks, it starts at 7, okay? There's 2 hours of pre-show. It started at 5. I don't know. I'm going to try to get down there earlier. A friend of mine's bringing his laptop, and we got an HDMI cable, so we're going to see if we can make it work on one of the TVs. I think we tried that once before, didn't we? And it didn't work? I can't remember. But we're going to try anyway, so if you want to come down super early... My phone is ringing. Who's missing?
Oh, well. Somebody's at the door.
Yeah, this is not good. Don't call the radio station, please. Let's take the phone off the hook.
Don't call.
Don't call this second. I don't even know if you need to screen that. That's a different phone. But we're going to be there tomorrow. We're going to be there all day. Come on down. I got the great grand prize tomorrow. It's that new WWE's 50th anniversary book. Huge hardbound edition. That'll be the big prize. I got some T-shirts to give away. Got all sorts of things. I got a pair of tickets to roller derby next weekend. Is the next roller derby. So that's why. I forgot. We have a special mystery guest in the studio.
He was just on the TV rolling around with Beyonce.
Oh, he was? Uh-oh. Hey, let me introduce the cast and crew of the show. Hopefully those cans work for you, Mr. Mystery Guest.
Hey, are we still talking about Beyonce?
No. Beyonce? Wait a second, I got to finish my plugs. We're also going to be at Salvatore's April 26th for UFC 172. John Bones Jones, Rochester's own light heavyweight champion. He's going to be taking on Glover Teixeira, and we'll be down there. It starts at 10. That's April 26th, but, of course, tomorrow is WrestleMania. And also the grand opening of the second Arthur Treacher's in Webster is today, Route 250 and 104. That's right, that's today. If you want, we have one in Rondaquoit now. We've got one out in Webster opening today. Come on down. What else I got to plug? Bill Gray's is home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. I'll get you cans in a second. Hold on. Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yes, okay. I can.
Okay, let me introduce the cast and crew for real quick. I'm the tweeter today, as well as the text situation. If you want to text us at 222-1280, star 1280, start texting now because the artiste is manning the booth.
Man, now I can't text back and pretend it was somebody else.
Yeah. You know what? One thing we learned this morning: don't leave your Facebook open if you're working here.
Oh no!
Someone's gonna find out sometime soon.
we'll just see pictures.
No. We wouldn't do anything like that. But nevertheless, we got the artiste. Tua's left. Tua Radio right. We have it is Mark Fantasia.
Good morning,
Mark. Back from a trip. We have Jay-Z.
Yo.
Joining us again, first time this year.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while, isn't it?
Yes.
I had to leave the kids in the van.
He's a mystery
call. Did you at least crack the window?
I left it running, too. And the big one knows that the left one's the brake and the right one's the accelerator. And he's played a lot of Need for Speed, so I think we're okay. We should be all right. I don't know.
Sorry about that. I got lost here for a second.
There's going to be protesters outside the second hour.
Straight ahead of me is John Crespi, our phone screener. Oh, and we might be able to use him today. Good morning. To our radio left is DC Dan Cole.
WrestleMania, baby. Woo!
That's what we're doing, WrestleMania.
John DiTullio's favorite producer.
That's what I hear. I've heard that. And I'm the cash man, Richie Rich, and thank you for listening today. We've got 2 hours to talk WrestleMania. So sit back and enjoy, relax. And where do we start with the WrestleMania talk? There's so much stuff that happened this past week. Let's start, you know, we're going to take your calls all day. So this is one thing I'm going to throw out there. Every WrestleMania, we'll throw out this now. I'm going to do this the whole 2 hours. Every WrestleMania has a signature match. You know, the one match that the WWE uses to promote the past WrestleManias by. And we have WrestleMania 30 coming up. What, folks, do you think is going to be the signature match of all the matches in the lineup? What's going to be the one that WWE is going to promote forever and ever when it comes to WrestleMania 30? I'll give you a couple ideas of what they've done in the past. WrestleMania 1 was Hogan and Mr. T versus Piper and Orndorff. That's the one you always see whenever they show, scenes from WrestleMania 1. 2 was WrestleMania 2, Mr. T versus Piper in a boxing match. I think it was a terrible pay-per-view overall.
It was the worst WrestleMania so far.
3 was Hogan versus Andre. That was the one at the in Detroit.
Steamboat
Savage. Yeah.
That's the one
everybody talks about.
So we're talking WrestleMania 30. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280, and you can tell us what you think is possibly going to be the signature match coming out of this WrestleMania. And we'll even go through some of them to figure out, Hulk Hogan, you can't count him, I guess. He's just hosting. He wouldn't be anything to bring up, unless he's in something.
The Battle Royal.
Yeah, that's
the Divas Invitational.
And the last time we had a host, the host got involved.
That's true.
You're right.
Is he going to challenge the winner of the title match and win like he did?
WrestleMania 9.
Yeah, WrestleMania 9 in Vegas.
WrestleMania ever. No.
I'd be inclined to disagree with that.
I personally like WrestleMania 9 quite a bit.
I do, too.
I like the atmosphere, but it was a horrible card.
And a cheap plug that I'm excited for is 2CW Living on the Edge 9 iPay-per-view in 2 weeks that I'll be color commentating, which is the largest toga party. So we're all going to be in togas.
Okay, Jim Ross.
Just like WrestleMania 9.
Who's going to write in?
I'm actually going to buy my toga today.
Hey, by the way, I got one correction. Arthur Treacher's is opening Monday at 4 p.m. That's the one, and it's going to be on Webster at 250 and 104. So it's Monday at 4 p.m. I'll mention that a couple more times. I can barely get into the one on Eastridge Road. So, I'm glad there's another one. So half those people can go there. But, there's a lot. You're going to be in a toga, you said?
Yeah, everybody. It's the world's largest toga party.
I will buy your garlic bread tomorrow night if you show up to the garage door in a toga.
I will not have it in time.
It'll be
because I'll be purchasing it online.
You don't want a SpongeBob sheet?
Yeah, really.
No, I'm not just going bed sheet. We're going all out for this.
Oh, look at you. Sandals?
This is pay-per-view.
Is one of the guys going to show up with a vulture?
I don't know if I'm riding like an
ostrich. The giant Gonzalez suit. It's the giant
Gonzalez
suit I'm looking forward to seeing.
Yes, who's going to be that Gonzalez?
One of them shows up with a vulture, the other with some chloroform.
We got a lot of people who are calling in already. We've got Joe Coopersburg, our buddy. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys, good morning. Happy WrestleMania weekend.
Happy WrestleMania weekend to you, too.
All right, WrestleMania 3, believe it or not, saw it on closed circuit TV at Shays Buffalo. And I agree with you guys. It is the match between Randy Savage, Macho Man, and Steamboat. That was the signature match. That was crazy with all those pinfalls.
great match. One of the best matches ever.
Yeah, hands down.
I do think this one, and they may not be hyping it now, but I think Daniel Bryan, Triple H, has the potential to be the one that they put forward in years to come. I can just see those guys working it out and working it out. And then I think the next match, the three-way, because Bryan is going to win, is going to be a letdown compared to Triple H Bryan.
I think they're going to open WrestleMania with that Daniel Bryan Triple H match.
Yeah. They're going to have to put it early on the card. We got 4 hours to fill. Okay,
yeah.
I thought
a la WrestleMania 10.
I'm assuming the Battle Royale was going to start the show. You know, just because it.
Sometimes you'll put that on like this or a spot
after Kid Rock goes 25.
Either minutes. That or the Divas, whatever, one fall to a finish. Cluster that's going to be.
That's going to be like the hardcore match, the hardcore battle royal from like WrestleMania 15 or something like that.
That was at least interesting.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, it was because Bobby Heenan was doing the commentary. Bobby Heenan. The best thing was the commentary. Bobby Heenan and Mean Gene Okerlund. It was like that. Ripping on the Iron Sheik as it's taking him 4 hours to get to the ring, you know?
Gobbledygooker was in it.
That Divas Battle Royal match, they better have some name tags because I don't even know if we're going to know everyone.
Rosa Mendes has got blonde hair now, and Oksana's got dark black hair now. And I mean, I couldn't recognize either of them when they're on the stage.
The names don't matter if they're not on Total Divas.
Naomi lost her.
That's what you say. That's what the RT says.
And I think we got something brewing for real with Summer Rae and Natalya. I know they're teasing it on Total Divas. They teased it on Arsenio, but it may go deeper than just the storyline.
Do you know, I got to say, a friend of the show and a friend of us, Mike DiGiorgio, who's a morning show producer on WOKR Channel 13. Or sorry.
Wham.
Whoops, sorry. Showing my age. WHAM Wham 13, as well as the one at CW. He had both of them on this past week. He said there was no slapping going on, I guess.
That's cool. Really? I was out of town on business. Didn't see that, but hey, you know I love the show, guys. Happy WrestleMania, and I'll be listening.
Okay, Joe, thanks for your 2 cents. All right, we got another call. We got the professor from Victor. What's up, Professor Jerry Ryan?
Hey, boys, how you doing today?
We're doing fantastic. How about you? You excited for this weekend?
Yeah, I am. I got to admit, I am. You know, you got Super Bowl week and everything. Now we got WrestleMania week, you know?
It's
got a whole week with WrestleMania now, you know?
It starts with Monday Night Raw, and it ends, I'm sure they have an after party after WrestleMania, but still, Monday was the best show of all of this last year. So Monday, it continues on. And Monday night, after Monday Night Raw, they're going to show the one-hour Hall of Fame ceremony. So midnight at Monday, it'll be over.
Incredible. You know, I mean, I remember when it first happened, you know, you had to get that closed the circuit seat down there downtown, you know. It was sold out, you know, that first year. And, what a distance we've come.
Jerry, you know? was that at the Auditorium Theater?
It was at the Auditorium Theater.
I remember the news, that there was news stations down there, and there's nothing going on a Sunday night for the news, but all the news stations were doing broadcasting live from WrestleMania, and it was they had a giant screen at the Auditorium Theater.
If you remember back in the day, we used to go see Muhammad Ali fights and everything on that closed circuit television, which was actually the beginning of HBO, I think, you know. That's what it was called. And, I remember very clearly WrestleMania. I think I got sold out of WrestleMania. I think I went down to go to it, and I couldn't get a ticket.
I heard that, too. I remember that there was, there's only, 3,000 seats in that auditorium.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was the first, I think the first one I actually watched at home was WrestleMania 3.
Nice.
Or no, 2, actually. I saw 2 because that's the one that took place in 3 different places.
Yeah.
And it was $19.
It was a daring move by Vince. It changed everything, really, you know. I've read that if WrestleMania didn't go, that was going to be the end of the business. You guys read that?
I did. I've heard that. He said that if it would have failed, he would have been bankrupt because he put like everything he had into it.
Yeah, I have a great fondness for WrestleMania. Now, I don't want to take up too much of your guys' time. You have a great show. What do you guys think? Is Punk? Tell me what's going to happen with Punk. Is he going to pop in or what?
Well, yes. because we've heard two guys this past week: Diamond Dallas Page, who is his 100th birthday today, and Steve Austin. But actually, it's 58. But Steve Austin, both of them came out and said that CM Punk's going to have some part in WrestleMania. And then there was a picture floating around yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw it on of Kofi Kingston with CM Punk. And a lot of people are saying, no, that's from SummerSlam. Other people, I think it's just spin. He may be down there now.
Well, he was seen at a concert last night in Chicago.
Okay, so he's not there.
No, he's not. He's not, unless he flies in now.
Well, it'll be a big secret. They did like when they did Jericho. They hit him in the truck, back of the truck. The last time he showed up,
they'll bring him like in the witness protection program with a bag over his head.
It would make it memorable, but I know that Vince doesn't like to start things on WrestleMania, and that would, you know, they've pretty much written off CM Punk completely the last 2 months.
Or have they?
Or they have? I mean, because you don't hear his name. The only time his name was mentioned once was by Paul Heyman when they were in Chicago. And when he mentioned him by name, and that's the only time. And then the rest of the time they just talked about that guy who took his ball and went home. So
I'm skeptical.
WWE and like Punk, but you know, I think it'd probably be better if Punk actually just stayed away. I could go for that.
Apparently, he got engaged, too, this past week to AJ Lee, because she was wearing a ring when she wrestled on TV this past Monday.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds safe.
So we know a little bit about what's going on with him, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
he impresses me as, I don't know, he's just an impressive personality. I don't know. I think that might be a room for him in some place other than wrestling, but, you know.
Everyone said he was frugal. He saved his money. He doesn't drink. He doesn't waste his money on stuff like that. He's a comic book fan, so how expensive is that, you know? I mean, not when you're making six figures, it's probably a pinch in the bucket, as they say, or whatever, you know? It's like, and he owns his own pad down in Chicago. I would love to see him. I think that'd be great, but I would hate for them to undo everything they've done in the past where they don't start anything at WrestleMania.
They
leave all the cards on the table before you get there, and then you get you expect what you're seeing a lot of times. Unfortunately, it makes it boring at times, nevertheless. But
well, fellas, I'll leave you guys, but before I do, I mean, I could go on for the whole rest of the show, but
sure.
the thing is, I just want to again say thank you for you guys. You really do a good job of keeping this thing going in Rochester, and I'm proud of the work you do. You do an excellent job. So keep it up.
Well,
hey,
thanks,
guys.
Thank you, Professor, for being an influence on my life, because he was my eighth grade English teacher. But he was like, he started the first deep thought into me. We won't get too mushy here, but we got one more call before we go to break. We've got Champ from Henrietta. What's up, buddy?
I only stayed on the line really to say this, that Jerry Ryan is the greatest teacher of all time.
Yeah, I think he understands.
I'm going to go Kanye all time. Greatest teacher of all time.
Not quite Beyonce rolling around in TV screen these guys were watching at the beginning of the show.
He helped my life out at Jerry Ryan. He's a great guy. But I want to say, with John Cena odds stacked against him, maybe he might need a tag team in his corner. Maybe the host and a Hall of Famer should kind of back Cena.
We heard rumors back when they first announced Hogan was coming on that he was going to be like in his corner.
Perhaps the Mega Powers reunite at WrestleMania 30?
Yeah, to
dig
one up.
Randy's ass.
I was going to say Mega Powers.
Hey, Hogan and Warrior were Mega Powers.
They were the Mega Maniacs.
Mega Maniacs.
Whatever, it's all the same. Hey, did you guys catch Ralph Wilson's funeral?
It's on right now, isn't it?
I thought it was blacked out.
No, I have no idea, to be honest with you. We'll flick around the channels and see if he's out there. But hey,
I heard he was heading for the pearly uprights.
Oh, gosh. Oh, hold on. He had a joke. You guys missed the punchline. Say it again.
I heard he was headed for the pearly uprights, but ended up wide right.
Oh. Champ,
can we hang up on him?
Champ, thanks for calling.
All right.
We got to go to break. The lines are loaded. 222-1280 is the number, star 1280. I got to tell you, this is what I'm looking for today, folks. You got to call up. Tell me what you think the signature match is going to be on this pay-per-view. What do you think is going to be the one that everyone remembers this pay-per-view forever with?
Divas match.
Any other questions you have, we're going to go through the card, too, and we're just going to make our predictions in a little bit. So keep on listening, and we'll be back after these most important messages. And don't forget, we're going to be down at Salvatore's tomorrow night. It starts at 7. I'm guessing we're going to get there between 5 and 6. And hopefully if it's warm out, maybe the mid-card will be out playing wrestling themes in the parking lot. Because we need to do some little...
It's warm. It's snowing right now.
Stop it.
It's April 5th.
222-1280, Star Toy is the number. Call us. You can text us at that number. We'll be back after these most important messages. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
I don't care who I beat. Daniel Bryan, Randy Orton, Triple H. Actually, I think of all those guys, all of my opponents and possible opponents, I think Stephanie hits harder than all of them.
The Wyatt family has this way of making you start to question yourself. And you question yourself because some of what Bray Wyatt actually says kind of makes sense, kind of a weird way. Time for you to get down on your knees.
Since you've been here, I'm yet to see the animal. Have you seen the animal? I have yet to see the animal.
You maniacs, Hulk Hogan, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic, so what you gonna do?
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with the whole cast and crew. Danny Cole, DC. The Artiste, John Crusby. Jay-Z yeah. makes it. Jay-Z, are you going down to the comic thing here?
Jay-Z, baby, woo!
At the isn't the comic thing going on at the Strong Museum across from us today?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, the superheroes thing.
Oh, I'll go break in.
Yeah, I'm going to go right down there too. And also, we have Mark Fantasia and you. And I want you to know the Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight, Empire Culver. Join us tomorrow for WWE's WrestleMania 30. It's tomorrow at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 Eastridge Road. We'll be hosting it. Got some cool stuff to give away, a couple T-shirts, as well as the WrestleMania. The big prize tonight will be the WrestleMania 50 book. It's a nice hardcover-bound book, beautiful. It's got a Shawn Michaels playing card in it.
How many pictures are in this book?
It's all pictures, pretty much. It reminds me of that one we had before with the one that Colin Delaney spanned two pictures. He went across the... two pages there. Don't come out tomorrow, April 6th, tomorrow, WrestleMania 30. It starts at 7. Get there early. I suggest getting there between 5 and 6. And you can hang out. We'll be there, and hopefully we don't got to kick anybody off for seats. And
third month in a row. Let's go.
Velvet rope.
It's been pretty packed, every pay-per-view. So, folks, get down there early. And you know what? I know you guys, a lot of you out there have the network. I know you're staying home to watch it on the network, but there's this thing called cashing. I don't know if you ever heard
it. It's not
going
to work on the network.
It has nothing to do with me. I'm the cash man, but it's cashing. And that means when you get to pause and you watch the little thing spin around while you're waiting for the action to catch up.
The beach ball of doom you see on your Mac.
Yeah, the beach ball of doom.
Spin around.
Spin.
And when it comes back.
That was the greatest finish ever.
I am not saying this is going to happen. I'm just saying that you guys watch the NXT live show.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get some cashing going on during that?
I just remember that show being the best WWE show I've seen in so long.
Yeah.
Highly, highly recommend anybody watching it that has not already. Or maybe watching it again. I think I will.
No, tomorrow night, though, with the amount of traffic, tomorrow night could be a make-or-break moment for the network.
It could be their WrestleMania moment from WrestleMania 1. You know, they could go bankrupt after this.
No, I don't think so. 222-1280, star 1280 is the phone number. We've got a couple calls lined up right now. This is Dave. What's up, Dave? How you doing today, brother?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're doing fine, man. Thank you for calling. First of all, signature match. What do you think is going to be the signature match when it comes to looking back at WrestleMania 30, say, in 10 years?
Well, if Brock Lesnar does beat Undertaker, you know they're going to talk about it because it'll be the end of the streak. That'll be big time. Yeah. But besides that, I think the Battle Royal probably will be, it depends on who it comes down to, but knowing that it's Andre the Giant Trophy there, I mean, that'll be a pretty good signature match, too.
So, you know, but, you know, like last year when we look at WrestleMania, I'll give you an idea. I got some more here that I wrote down. WrestleMania 4, I think the signature, you couldn't really give it a signature match because they had the tournament for the vacant WWF championship. So I think that pretty much came down to Randy Macho Man Savage versus $10 Million Man DiBiase in the final match. Wasn't as good as half the ones before that. But that was the signature. I guess you could say that's a signature. That pretty much dominated WrestleMania. Then in WrestleMania 5, it was Hogan versus Savage. The Mega Powers split up, and they kept showing Elizabeth in the crowd, worrying. Oh, I'm worried. You know,
didn't they send her back?
They sent her back
after a while. They're like, get out of here.
And of course, 6 was from Toronto, the Sky Dome, and that was Warrior versus Hogan. And you see a young prepubescent Edge in the front in the crowd there, because I've never seen the shots of him. You know, he had the big jaw back then still, but nevertheless. So you think it's going to be the Battle Royale? You think that's going to stand out?
possibility. It depends. Like I said, it kind of depends on who it comes down to, the last two or three wrestlers there. But, I mean, I've seen every single one. I mean, I was at the Auditorium Theater for the very first WrestleMania, and it was great. That was spectacular. But I say the Battle Royal probably can steal the show if it's done the right way with the right people at the end.
Well, you know, there's still some mystery spots in there, and RVD might be in New Orleans right now. So, I mean, who do you think's going to win, Dave? I mean, just out of the blue. I mean, you got to pick one your life depends on. Who are you going to pick to win?
If I had to pick somebody to win, I mean, odds on favorite is Big Show, but I think a lot of them will gang up on him and Mark Henry right off the bat as soon as they can to get them out of the ring.
Okay.
If I had to pick somebody, I would say it would probably be one of the mystery people that come in.
Yeah, and it may be. I mean, and right now there's a lot of names floating around, even including a certain host of the show.
Hogan, I mean, like you said, RVD, maybe even CM Punk.
You're going to be so disappointed when Alexander Rusev wins.
Yeah.
I got to say, we have the odds. Actually, there's betting odds
there's
on these.
Betting odds on these?
Yeah, it's the last page. I got to get you a copy of the news, Jay-Z.
Can you easily bet on wrestling now?
You can. These are the odds from the Bovada Online Sports Betting Institute or whatever. And they have right now the number one bet to win that Battle Royal is Alexander Rusev. So,
Big Show's in second.
Big Show's, yeah. But actually, they're both 11-4, so it could come down to those two guys.
I think
it will
come down to those two guys in the end.
Dave, thanks for calling, buddy.
Just to let you guys know, by the way, happy birthday to DDP. But he also has an infomercial for his yoga on TV.
I was in Vegas a couple of years ago, and I saw it on my TV when I was there. It was of course, you know, he's probably he's not with us because he's doing like a warm up with some people right now.
Yeah, he's doing a live workout. I actually started DDP yoga this week. It's awesome.
Is it?
It is awesome.
Do you do the diamond cutter?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll do the diamond cutter here, but I don't want to show you my gut.
Okay. Well, I won't look the other way. You know. Okay. Hey, Dave. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Oh, no problem, man. Hey, I would like to win some because I haven't won in a while, but I'll probably try to be there tomorrow night to try to win that book.
Yeah,
you win a hug from Artis.
I won at WrestleMania 19. No. The jean jacket, which I still have.
Oh, really? We gave away a jean jacket for 19?
Yeah, WrestleMania 19, I won the jean jacket. It had the WWE embroidery logo on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They used to send us really cool stuff to give away.
That would be 2003? Were jean jackets in
the Biker Taker was going on around
there. The Biker Taker.
Dave, thanks for calling, buddy.
And Triple H had his hybrid leather denim jacket.
Oh yeah, it could have been that too. That's not the one that was in the Houston Astrodome, was it?
No, that was 16.
Okay, because I say that's the one that definitely.
No, he was wearing that when he came back right before his main event at 18.
All right, 222-1280 Star Toys, and number we've got Paul. I know I'm dangerous going to this, but we got Paul online. What's up, Paul?
My precious.
I'm sorry. Did I mean Gollum? It's Gollum on the line.
No.
What's up, buddy?
Nobody likes you. Happy birthday to me. Ooh. How you doing, Rich?
I'm doing good. There's other guys here, too.
Hey, NBC. Hey, guys.
How are you doing, man?
I'm celebrating my birthday for the third day.
Uh-oh. So that means you're seeing double right now then, right?
I'm seeing a 12-pack.
Oh, it's only a 6, I guess, right?
So there's two guys?
You know, you're obviously not looking in the mirror. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, God. I don't have a mirror. They keep cracking.
Okay, yeah, that's what I hear. Watch out for the cracking, sir. But go ahead.
WrestleMania.
Woo! WrestleMania!
Hey, you were talking about matches that Hulk Hogan and Macho Man, you forgot one of the main characters.
Who's that?
Scary Sherry.
Scary Sherry Martel, yes. She was involved in the queen, the Macho Queen,
yeah.
When Hogan took on Macho Man when the superpowers broke up.
That's Alexis's twin sister. I mean, my God, anybody can be scary. It'd be Alexis and Scary Sherry. That'd be a good match.
I would hate to see what Scary Sherry looks like now, to be honest with you.
And if you were at Frontier Field today, we could have that mud wrestling championship we're supposed to be doing together for the last five years.
You're making someone sick in the studio. No, actually, I got to say, The baseball game was called off today because of what's going on. We just got a message saying that the Red Wings will not be playing their opener today. It's postponed, so they're going to move it to Sunday at 2:05. So hopefully that.
So they went from the Red Wings to the Black Wings then.
Huh? Okay, sure.
All right, buddy. God bless you. To the show.
Okay, we got talking wrestling here, Mr. Paul. What is, you have anything? You have any idea? You going to watch WrestleMania? Do you know what WrestleMania is?
I believe it's tomorrow at Salvatore's.
That's right. It's 149 Eastridge Road.
I know a soccer fan needs to give Tony a raise because I've been eating Salvatore's for the last 3 days.
I will tell him that, Paul. Thank you so much for calling, sir.
I love you, Rich. God bless you.
Oh, okay.
God bless you, too, sir.
I was so ready to click that button.
222-1280, star 1280 is the number.
I'm going to start clicking these buttons over here.
I know. Actually, the artiste can take control over.
If ever there were an advertisement. I'll be the bad guy. I'll be the heel. I have no problem cutting people off the air.
WHTK, what's your name, sir?
This is Greg.
Oh, Greg, what's up, buddy?
What's my name?
I can't hear you. Your phone sounds terrible, but go ahead. What's up, buddy?
No, I actually feel like Scott Hall at 10:34 a.m. on a Saturday morning, as a matter of fact. But
well, Scott Hall's
been as that last guy.
No, Scott Hall has been sober for 6 months, I think.
At least,
So you can't count that.
And I took off when he left off.
What?
Wow, that went over.
Hey, phone screener, I need you to come in here. I cannot answer these phones and talk to people on here at the same time.
Throw these guys out. You're the guy that holds the velvet rope. Only
so WrestleMania is tomorrow.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, Greg. So are you like dealing with a hangover right now?
Nah, I'm all right.
So what, are you gonna watch it on the network, dude?
Of course I'm watching on the network. In fact, I had a direct line put into my PS3, so I'm not going to have that ring of death that you've been talking about. You got to get off that Wi-Fi and make sure that everything's perfect and set up. And it's also my birthday tomorrow, so, I mean, you get the best of both worlds. You know what I'm saying?
So you're probably going to be asleep before the end of the pay-per-view then, right?
I don't think so. Not with, I don't think that's going to happen. I think I can make it through. Especially if what I think is going to happen is that the Heartbreak Kid makes an appearance, and I'm crossing my fingers for that to happen, at least in the Battle Royal.
I got to tell you something.
Maybe he can come in there and actually win that damn thing.
I got to tell you something. The Heartbreak Kid was supposed to be on Good Morning America this week with John Cena and Hulk Hogan.
I heard about that. What happened?
He didn't show. So I'm feeling the Heartbreak Kid's going to have nothing to do with this pay-per-view.
I would be very surprised if that happened and very disappointed because, Shawn Michaels had some part of every WrestleMania for the past, I don't know how many now. So, I mean, at least something, some kind of an appearance.
I know he's doing the autograph signings and stuff. He's doing access, but he did not. I don't know. I mean, I remember when he last time he dealt with Hogan, he it was that SummerSlam match where he did like oversold everything unbelievable. And
remember it was a big comedy act.
It was terrible, man. It was absolutely terrible.
He oversold a small punch.
He took a punch and it made him fly outside the ring.
And he went flying outside the ring. I know about that. But the thing is that wouldn't it be amazing if the two of them were the two last people standing in that battle royal? Now, that's a story. That's a story right there. And that would make a really good pay-per-view.
I don't think Hogan can even get in the ring at this point.
Well, you know what?
He's going to be in it. I mean, he's going to have some part in that. So, I mean,
but unless he wins it,
surprise angle, make it happen.
But unless he wins it, he has to be willing to be thrown over the top and take a bump, and both sides of his hips will just completely collapse.
Not to mention the back. His back has been opened up and rebuilt and bionicized and everything like that. I don't think he's going in the ring for anything.
Maybe he'll just come in late and then take out HBK. Then you'll all be surprised.
I think, honestly, I'm just going to call it right now, Battle Royal, I want to say Kofi Kingston. I think it's going to be Kofi for some reason.
Really? No.
He might do
one of his signature, like...
His name is Mark. Okay, I'm just going to say that.
Okay.
Oh! But he's not smart, Mark?
Maybe not. I'm messing with you, Mark, brother.
It just took me a second. Like, there it is.
Oh, there it is. And they're running the corner, and there's Fantasia. He's catching up.
Greg, what do you think is going to be the signature match when they look back at WrestleMania 30?
Well, look, when it comes down to it, it's probably going to end up being the Triple H Daniel Bryan match, and then let's see how that pans out when it goes against Batista and Orton, and see what storyline develops between those, because there's a link between those two matches, is there not?
Yeah, there's going to be.
You know,
just
let's
remember.
Let's see what happens there. Let's see if there's any kind of shocking surprises with that, and I think that's going to be the signature right there. You're going to have that combo match, and I think that's the one to look out for.
And I think so too. And I think people are going to get what they want to get too. They're all going to be happy at the end. Go home happy. And what will go home happy for everybody is exactly what we've been talking about for the last 4 weeks on the air. So, Greg, thank you so much for calling, buddy. You know what y'all do is just come out and hang out with us, bro, man. We'll have a few beers, and we'll watch WrestleMania 30 together at Salvatore's.
Rich, you know I got my own party going on at my house.
I know.
It's my 45th birthday party, and it's 30 years of WrestleMania. Listen, we're both going to have a great time, and we'll keep in touch on Facebook.
Without doubt, dude. I need a cop on my side every once in a while, so I definitely you're more than welcome to come out and join us anytime, buddy.
All right, Ben.
Thanks, Al Cobb. We'll talk to you later. All right, 22212. That's we were talking to Mr. Officer of the Law there. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Officer Friendly.
He's a good dude, and he's gonna have a good time tomorrow. I promise you that. But we gotta go to break. 22212 Star 20 is the number. Looks like we got a few calls online. We got some more room for more. We want to know what you think is gonna be the signature match for WrestleMania 30, and I'll give you a couple more that happened over the years. WrestleMania 7, the main event was Hogan versus Slaughter.
Ugh.
I think, but what might have been more important with that whole pay-per-view was it was the first win for The Undertaker in the streak.
The blindfold match, I think, was the best match
on
there.
Yeah, that could be too. And then WrestleMania 8, the main event was Hogan versus Sid. Nothing else was.
How do you not put Bret and Piper on there?
You mean
to tell me that wasn't the best match of the
no,
show?
No, I'm well, talking the signature match, the one that you know they sell it by. And WrestleMania 9. I got two matches on there. Yokozuna over Bret Hart, and then Hulk Hogan over Yokozuna.
I've just considered that's
what,
one.
And that's what we're talking about when we're talking. I believe that was the one where everybody was wearing togas,
yes,
right?
Yes.
222-1280, Star 1280. What do you think the signature match of 30 is going to be? We'll be back after these messages. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
Actually, I'm pretty confident in saying that I don't think you'd have any of this if you didn't marry the boss's daughter. How's that working out for you, by the way?
Every single WWE superstar's career has a beginning and an end. And I'll be damned if my end is on Sunday, and I'll be damned if it's at the hands of Bray Wyatt.
Many more who believe in three things that can't be beat: death, taxes, and the streak.
All right, this is The Undertaker, the American Badass, and now you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
You know, I never realized the dead man paid taxes.
I was going to say, there's something not right about hearing Undertaker talk about taxes. Right. Maybe he's teasing an Erwin R. Scheister return.
Yes.
Mania.
Well, he works for them, so I wouldn't. 222-1280, Star Trek is the number. Pink Link's brought to you by Salvatore's, Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Donuts Light, Empire at Culver. Join us for WrestleMania tomorrow at Salvatore's at the garage door. Starts at 7 p.m. You get there early or you're not going to get a seat. You don't want to stand for 4 hours. Get there early. Get there between 5:30 and 6. Get your order in early. Sit back and enjoy the pay-per-view. We'll be there. I got some stuff to give away. We'll be giving enough stuff away.
Hugs.
Have a good time. Hugs. If you're a shapely female, I will certainly give you a hug.
Oh, shapely female.
You said shapely. If a guy has a pair of, never mind.
I said female. I'm not gonna be checking, okay? we're just being fun. We're just having a good time. Right, I will give hugs if you insist on it, okay? I mean, you know, I'm warm and mushy, so, you know. Hey, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. We're going to talk WrestleMania.
Feel like crap?
Give me my cold. No, I want to let you also know that Monday at 4 p.m. is a grand opening for the second Arthur Treacher's in the Rochester area. It's going to be in Webster. Route 250 and 104, 4 o'clock. Come on out. You can get to your Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips over on the east side of Rochester now, which, I mean, I don't know. Is Rondequoit east or west? I mean, it's right kind of down the middle, you know?
East.
It's east.
Yeah, northeast, yeah.
Oh, okay. So west is like Greece, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
222-1280, star 1280. I got to stop talking and get some of these calls. It looks like we have, an old friend of ours on the line. This is going to be a day of reunions, and we're going to have a reunion with this guy right now. We are joined by Andrew the Authority Joseph. Andrew, you there, buddy?
Oh, Rich, how you doing, buddy? I heard you got a cold. That sucks.
Yeah, a little bit. It's okay. I'll live.
But you a couple things I got to mention. First off, I don't know if you remember, Sherry passed away a few years ago.
I know, and I said, one thing I said is I didn't want to see what she looked like nowadays.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We had her. I had a chance to interview her live from Charlotte on the show, and what a great lady she was. A true, and she's a New Orleans native.
She was, and I think, you know, I used to like her. I mean, remember, you interviewed her live on the air. You were down at a convention, right?
And at the Mid-Atlantic Fan Fest, and she was doing one of the booths.
And we were passing the phone around to her and us, and that was pretty cool. That was like one of those times where we had like three guests on in an hour, which was pretty cool.
That was great, and yeah, she had lung cancer. She was a terrible smoker, and, you know, unfortunately, she's no longer with us, but... something good to mention, of course, remember the pain clinics mentioned in Diamond Dallas Page's book.
As Andrew the Authority Joseph. Do you remember the page number?
423, maybe.
423.
Something like a 426. I don't have it in front of me, but...
Positively Page, folks. Get the book.
I don't know if it's still available. I think it's out of print. But anyway, happy birthday to Page. I'm sure we'll be seeing him tonight in the Hall of Fame ceremony with Scott Hall and Jake Roberts. He'll probably be in the crowd. Maybe he'll do one of the introductions. Who knows?
I heard he was going to be doing Jake Roberts. And I think that he kept saying it in some of the interviews this past week. So.
Oh, that's great. I'm very happy for both those guys. But one thing we got to mention here, guys, Rochester is represented at WrestleMania 30.
Yeah.
How great is it that our good friend now goes by the name of Luke Harper is a part of this. We saw him from the very beginning of his wrestling career right here in town.
That's right. We used to go to that little illegal place and watch him wrestle there.
Samurai Sports.
Samurai Dojo. Martial Arts Dojo.
I was kind of hoping they were at least going to be in the Battle Royal.
And they may be. There's still a couple empty spots left there.
But he's not going to be wrestling, but he'll be there. And China and Gorilla Monsoon were our representatives in the past. So, but you talk about the big story about WrestleMania. Here's what I think is going to be the biggest story, and I may be part of this.
Please don't
say the WWE Network crash during WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
I have to use WWE Network because I'm a Dish Network subscriber, and they don't have WWE pay-per-views anymore.
Actually,
they're
carrying WrestleMania.
Yeah, they just heard this past week they changed, and they're gonna carry it now.
Oh, and I have to make a choice. I already have my computer hooked up to the TV to watch it.
Watch the pre-show and after-show.
Andrew, yeah, you can get the two-hour pre-show as well. I don't think there's going to be an after-show. They said there's going to be none. But the thing about it is, have you had the network since they had the NXT live show?
Yes, I've had it from the beginning.
So did you see the caching issues they were having when that was going on?
Right, that's why they did that, is to work out. That was their test, work out the bugs.
So, you know what? I'm guessing it's going to be okay, but I'm just telling people, you know, just in case they don't want to risk it, they can come out and hang out with us at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road.
Yeah, good plug.
Yeah.
You mentioned about the match. Let me throw one thing out there that nobody's talking about.
Okay.
They've shown pictures of this build-up with Daniel Bryan and Triple H, with Triple H having the WWE title and Steph having the Divas title, the ladies' title. You think there's a possibility that Steph could get into this match and win the Divas Championship? Because she has issues with AJ, don't forget.
Sure.
So wouldn't that be? And then I just have a funny feeling about that WWE may not put the title on Daniel Bryan.
Oh, yeah. Why would, but usually the WrestleMania is a pay-per-view where everyone goes home happy.
You'd think so.
You would think,
remember why they brought Batista in the first place? It was to cross-promote with Guardians of the Galaxy, to put the title on him like they had The Rock with the title when he was doing one of his movies.
That's right. And it was the Fast and the Furious, I think, or was it the G.I. Joe? The thing is Batista's been insistent since he came back, and every time I've seen a character do this where they say they're winning the title for like two or three straight months, that happens. So, I mean, that it would not surprise me in the least that may happen. But I'm thinking they like to send people home happy. Look at what they did last year with The Rock and John Cena.
Well, that didn't send a lot. That didn't send me home happy. I don't like either of those guys.
It was a damn long drive from New Jersey, bro.
But you talk about what match could remember? There's a match that nobody's talking about. Taker and Lesnar.
Because
these two
guys don't
like each other. Remember when Lesnar, his last UFC fight, Taker was in the audience, and they had a big stare down.
He said, we're going to do it, bro. And then and he started walking towards him, and then they got people in between. Ariel Helwani was right between them.
Exactly. Yeah.
That segment on Monday was a terrible go-home segment. Like, to get that everybody hyped up for that media match.
I've been reading that they have not allowed the Taker to do anything. There weren't going to be no physical confrontations, and then that happened. I mean, he did, yes, stab him with a pen. And he did choke slam him. But, I mean, he didn't have to do anything. He wasn't selling or anything. So, and then finally they decided that maybe they'll, you know, give Brock some legitimacy by making him take out the Taker. But you know what? If Brock was in the real world, Brock wouldn't have stopped after what he did.
Would kick Taker's ass if it was real. Taker is broken down at 48 years old. Yeah. Wrestler is at the prime of his career, but I still think Taker's going to win because I've always said the guy who's going to break the streak is Cena. Put him over for good.
Yeah, but I think next year is going to be Sting. So, I mean, I think he's going to get past. But you know what I heard is that Taker actually picked Brock Lesnar to beat him to end the streak, but that was 3 years ago when they were doing that UFC thing.
If they want to give Lesnar a mega push, this is the way to do it, by having beat The Undertaker.
It would be the worst decision in wrestling.
Listen, Andrew, nobody wants to beat the streak. Even Steve Austin said that they had asked him, and he said he did not want to do it.
You've built this up for 100 years, and you're going to ruin it with somebody who's a part-timer that's never around.
But
doesn't need a push.
But honestly, being a wrestling fan, I don't want to see this anymore. This was old 4 years ago when Shawn Michaels did the second match.
Agreed.
You know, I mean, so I just think it's not. It doesn't have the gusto it used to have, you know?
I think you should just retire, to be honest with you.
Yeah, retire 30-0 or whatever.
Remember what JBL said, all streaks are meant to be broken, and he's the smartest guy on the panel.
And he certainly is, man. I agree with that 100%. Andrew, we got to go to break, buddy.
Just remember, there's only one authority in professional wrestling, no matter what Stephen Hunter says.
That's right. This is the authority. Respect his authority. Thanks for calling, buddy.
See you later.
Hey, enjoy the pay-per-view, man. All right, 222-1280 starts over here. We've got to go. Hey, listen.
I'm in love with his daughter.
It's Jimmy Superfly Snooki. You know why I'm playing this is because I just got noticed yesterday Tito Santana is going to be coming to Frontier Field this year to do an autograph signing in August.
Arriba!
And he's going to there's a good chance he might be able to come up and hang out with us in the studio that day.
Will he cut our hair?
That's his wife.
Oh.
He's a school teacher, I believe. But 222-1280, Star Troy is the number. We got some people on the line.
Strike one.
I want to thank Andrew for calling. And I'll throw out a couple more of these before we go to break, a couple more of these signature moments. WrestleMania 10. I have this as the number one moment. Razor versus Shawn Michaels in the ladder match, but also on that pay-per-view, Bret Hart beat Yokozuna.
But you don't put Bret
also on that pay-per-view, Owen beat Bret.
That's right.
The most important part to me.
Okay,
Owen. WrestleMania 11, the signature match right now. I mean, there's a terrible pay-per-view, but LT beat Bam Bam Bigelow. And then we had Diesel versus Michaels on the pay-per-view, too, which was the semi-main event. And then WrestleMania 12... How can I not pick this? Michaels versus Bret Hart. That was the hour and 5 minute long match, which was probably one of the best matches I've ever seen in my life. So
I still like some of these texts.
I still like the Hollywood backlog.
222-1280. Yeah, I was gonna say, Artis, there's something you probably like on those texts about
the
Pier 6 starting in Buffalo soon on TV.
Wait, what?
Go down the text we've got there.
Okay, we'll do that in the
222-1280, Star Choice of number. If you want to call us, you want to text us, use the same number. We'll be back after these messages. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
Hey, it's WWE Superstar Kofi Kingston. And you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK, Rochester Sports Talk. Listen and feel the pain.
All right, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man. Here with DC Dan Cole, John Crespi, Jay-Z, Jeremy, Jay-Z. I'm not going to get your full name. Mark Fantasia and the Artiste, all here on Gilligan's Island. And Daniel Bryan. No, he's not with us. Welcome back to the show. We are in the midst of all sorts of mayhem, and we got a call from our good friend Troy from Rochester. Troy, what is happening, brother?
Hey, Rich, how you doing?
Doing great.
What's up, the rest of the Pain Clinic?
Good morning.
Hey, Troy. Hey.
They're eating donuts right now, but we got another hour to do this. So what's up, man? We're going to be here next hour, so if you didn't get your call in, Just have some patience. We got some news, and then we'll be back. 222-1280, star 1280. Okay, Troy, it's all you, bro.
All right. Since you're having a WrestleMania party at over there, what's the name of the place again?
That would be at the Salvatore's at
the
garage.
They have so many names, so I want to make sure I get it right this time.
Salvatore's at the garage door, 149.
Garage door, okay. That's what I figured, garage door. I just wanted to make sure I had it right.
Yeah.
Why don't you bring in your PS3 and have a pre-show WWE 2K14 tournament? You know the game, the video game?
That'd be
WWE.
Great. Got to figure that out maybe a week or two ago. I don't know. Yeah,
it's a little too late now.
I think there's too many. There's NASCAR going on at the same time or something. I'm sure there's something that's going to interfere with us.
I won't spoil it for you. It's going to be a lot of left turns. Someone's going to crash.
400 miles of left turn. No, no.
Mm,
it's a good idea. You know, it sounds like fun. You like playing that game?
Oh, that game is awesome, man. It's so realistic. It is. This is awesome.
We're trying to get the pregame show on a laptop and, with an HDMI plug going to one of the TVs. So that's one thing I'm going to work on later today. So hopefully.
Okay.
Hopefully.
I wonder if we could Chromecast it.
Yeah, we probably could.
Ooh, Chromecast.
Yeah. Oh.
Do you think the WWE going to keep doing their pay-per-views for at that price of $9.99?
Well, it's $9.99. If you get you have to have a high speed network to be able to see that. $9.99.
I was gonna say there's still a certain percentage of the population that doesn't have access to the kind of bandwidth and internet speed you need to.
Hey,
run
Troy, man, we're running out of time this hour. You want to hang on till we talk to you next hour?
Oh yeah, sure.
Why don't you hang on through the break, dude? We gotta get out of here. 222-1280 star 1280 is the phone number. We have to go to break, and right now, don't forget, give us a call. Tell us what you think the signature match is going to be on WrestleMania 30. And we're going to give our predictions in the next hour, too. You know, maybe we'll get other people's calling in with their predictions, what they think is going to happen in certain matches. I think we should start with next hour with what's going to happen in that Battle Royale that may be the signature match to somebody.
And next hour, every caller, the first thing they have to say when they get on the air is, WrestleMania, baby! Woo!
All right, 222-1280, Star Trouble. We'll be back after this most important messages.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic, hour number two. I am the Cash Man, Richie Rich. I'm here with the Artiste, DC Dan Cole, Jay-Z, Mark Fantasia, John Crespi on the phones, and you. And we're doing the second hour of a two-hour special WrestleMania 30 preview. I want you to know Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Donuts Delight, Empire Culver, and... you can join us tomorrow if you want to come out and watch WrestleMania with the guys from the Pain Clinic. We're going to be at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road. We'll be hosting. We'll have prizes to give away. There'll be drink specials all night long. And we'll get 4 hours of WrestleMania wrestling as well as and why I say four, I mean you got to get there at 7. That's when it starts. I would suggest getting there earlier, anywhere between 5 and 6 or 6 and 7. You might be able to find a seat. If you get there too late, you're going to get put upstairs. And you'll get, which is still nice. It's a huge screen TV upstairs. But you want to hang out with us down on the main floor. We'll have a good time. I promise there's plenty of food to eat there. It's not only pizza. It's not only, subs. They have a full menu. You can get pasta. You can get salads. I usually get a salad because I'm trying to eat healthy. And, of course, garlic bread.
Friends with salads.
Yeah, you don't become
friends with salads.
That's right. And there's garlic bread there, too. And,
yeah, there is.
I know someone who...
I had some on Monday. I'm going to have some tomorrow.
That's right. We went out and watched Russell. We watched out in Raw this past week on Monday, and we wanted to commemorate it by having some salad. I mean, by having some garlic bread, and we did.
How was watching Raw there?
It was a lot of fun, you know. It was
not a bad idea maybe this Monday.
That's what I was saying. We should do it this Monday.
Yeah, I think we should come out Monday. So if, you know what, we'll talk about it when we're there on Sunday for WrestleMania. You know, I've got the main prize I'm going to be giving away at Salvatore's is that WrestleMania 50 book. It's a hardbound edition. I've got a pair of tickets to Roller Derby next Saturday.
Ortiz is looking at the book right now.
Yeah, this
is the book. You can hear me flipping through the pages of the book.
Why are you reading Cosmopolitan while we're doing this?
This is not Cosmopolitan.
Okay.
Why would there be Cosmopolitan?
Can we give away another
station?
Denim jacket?
No, we have no denim jackets, but we're going to be there tomorrow.
You can wear one tomorrow, though.
Real quick.
If I find one, I will wear one.
We're going to start our predictions here in just a minute, what we think is going to happen on the pay-per-view. But before we get there, I want to let you know that I'm looking for everyone who calls in to give me what they think is going to be the signature match of WrestleMania 30. And I've been going through a list of these matches for the last hour or so. I was up to wherever. Here, I was up to,
we left off at 12.
Actually, 12 was Hart, Michaels and Bret Hart. 13, WrestleMania 13, they had kind of two main events, Undertaker versus Sid for the championship. But
terrible.
We had the match that made Steve Austin, Bret Hart versus Steve Austin. It was an I Quit match, which did not end with an I Quit because Stone Cold passed out.
It was an awesome match.
Yeah, it was really, really good.
So I would say that probably is more of a signature than The Undertaker and Sid.
And you see that every promo they show for WrestleMania. You see that crimson mask.
Yeah, the bloody mouth.
And him screaming and blood dripping down. Yeah, it's awesome.
It was a great pay-per-view. And then because WrestleMania 14, we had Austin versus Michaels, and that's the one with Mike Tyson. Was at in DX and at WrestleMania 15, Austin versus The Rock. That's the first time they met at a WrestleMania.
It's really the only thing I can think of that happened at 15 besides
Butterbean and Bart Gunn.
Butterbean and Bart
Gunn. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah. I'll put that.
I just watched that last week or like a few days ago. And the way they build up, but I've been going through every WrestleMania because I'm a nerd. Anyway, they build up Bart Gunn like this big tough man because he knocked all these guys out and
he knocked out Steve Dr. Death Williams.
Within 10 seconds.
We need the Brawl for All music right now.
And when he knocked him out, I believe he dislocated his knee in the process. Yeah. Something happened. He flipped backwards. He hit him so hard, like his head came off his shoulders.
Easiest payday Butterbean ever had.
Yeah, I know, but Butterbean doesn't usually win when it comes to a real fight. So then we'll stop there. You guys got to give us yours. We got Troy on the line still. Troy, thank you for hanging on, brother. Are you still there?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, so what do you...
WrestleMania 30, baby. Woo!
Yeah! Attaboy, Troy!
Yes!
Troy, what's going to be the signature match when we get done with this WrestleMania?
I was thinking, I believe the first match they're going to start off with is going to be Cena and Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, Cena and Bray Wyatt. You think that's going to be...
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
he hasn't opened a WrestleMania since 20.
I was going to say, if it meant more towards...
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it does. I mean, we're talking about, I think a heavyweight title is going to have something to do with the match you're going to think of when it comes to the end of this. But, you know, I mean, it's your opinion. At
but
least,
come on, that match is about his legacy.
Could have been the Battle Royal, so go ahead.
You know, the reason I say that's going to be the first match is because, you know, John Cena, they always build him up as the face of the company. He's going to be in the Battle Royal.
Okay.
So they got to get him in early and give him time to rest up to get into the Battle Royal. So that's why I think that's going to be the first match of the day.
I don't care. I don't mean to be blunt, but I just want to know what you think is going to be the match that you think of when you see a WrestleMania 30. Is that the match you think that, you know, 20 years from now when they show clips of WrestleMania 30, that's what we're going to see?
Thank you. You know, Ashley, not trying to be funny or nothing, there's nothing that, I mean, I'm trying to think. I don't see a signature match. The only match that's always going to be that match is Undertaker. Undertaker and Brock Lesnar. They might show that could be the match, you know, because Undertaker, that match truly should be the last match because that's really the main event. No matter who's champion, that should always be the main event because it's Taker.
It's only been the main event, I think, once or twice in his whole streak. So, and that's when he has held the title.
Yeah,
so.
When he won the title.
Sid,
and
Troy, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
WrestleMania 26 and 24, he was main event.
Yeah,
24
was
the champion.
Right.
26 just because it was the rematch of him and Michael.
So he hasn't really made. I mean, he's usually the last one or two matches. Last year it was the second to last match. So
no, actually, it actually was the third to last.
Oh, that's right.
Because then it was Lesnar and Triple H.
Yeah,
I was disappointed in that little order.
Yeah. So I mean, it depends. You know, I think it's not as prominent, so it might be earlier on the card than we expect. Because, you know, but who knows? But strength of a card, I don't know, Troy.
What if that opened?
I just feel because he's taking, he doesn't need the championship to be the main event because, and you know, the fans love him and everything like that. And he just brings so the place, the rocking, you know. And so he doesn't need the title to be the main event. It's Undertaker.
Yeah, you're right.
Legendary.
You're right. And so, but you know, I don't think they're going to put it over the. I mean, they're building this three-way. Main event, the three-way title, but it's going to definitely be the last match of the night, without a doubt.
Fatal four-way.
So, yeah, I could, and who knows if that could even happen. But, Troy, thank you for calling, brother.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, we'll see. Come on out tomorrow night. Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. Watch WrestleMania 30 with us. Walk off with something for free. You know, you never know. I mean, you don't have to pay to get in. You save your money that you would have paid for at home, and you can buy some great food at Salvatore's. The waitresses, you know, I mean, they're working their butts off for you to keep you, you know, eating and drinking.
So tip generously.
Tip generously, and, you know, say hi to Chuck and Ray, and come up and say hi to us. And, okay, we're going to start looking at the card right now since 222-1280 starts over. Oh, we do got a call in line. Let me go back to the phones one more time before we start talking about the card. We got Dave. Dave, what's up, buddy?
WrestleMania 30. Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. Who says wrestling fans are stupid? They listen. They heard you guys. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, I really think the signature thing that we're going to walk away from is they built him up organically. He developed his own character. And even though he's probably going to lose, I think we're going to remember the arrival of Bray Wyatt from all this. I think, I'm not sure if he's going to go after the title next, but I think, like, you know, for as much as WWE tries to build its stars, you know, maybe they want another John Cena, but they're going to get another heel out of this probably for years to come. You know, they've kind of had the ups and downs with everybody that they try to do. Dolph Ziggler has come and gone, and, you know, and maybe he's coming back. I think he's going to win the Royal. I think he's going to win the Battle Royal, but, you know, I think the sky's the limit for Bray Wyatt, and I think that's what we're going to take away from this.
He's the best talker they have right now.
If you watch him wrestle, if we ever really get a good long match out of him, you'll see that about 15 minutes in, he's still doing things that other good guys who are his size get tired. They say he's got a third gear, you know, and he puts in the third gear, and he can still work, and he still does the crazy stuff, and he's accurate, and he doesn't hurt people.
He's got that Dusty Rhodes thing going.
He does.
Dusty Rhodes didn't look like a guy who could go an hour, but he could. He did.
So, I mean, there's two people who are saying that's going to be the signature match. So, I mean, maybe we're wrong assuming that the heavyweight champ's going to be the thing we think about. So, anything else, Dave?
No, the dog's chewing on a bone, so, you know, so I originally called up, it's Precious, and you guys talked to somebody else.
No, there's someone who calls up and says Precious every time we go to the phone, so when I see Precious, all I can think of is Gollum, you know?
Yeah.
Who does Precious want to win?
What was that?
Who does Precious want to win?
Batista, I don't know.
Michael Vick. Go ahead.
Oh.
Come on, you guys are slow. Come on.
Too soon.
Too far.
Too soon?
No.
I really hope they do something meaningful with the Divas just to make them more than just
the wrong WrestleMania for you to say.
Listen,
that.
Hey, put them on the pre-show.
Dave, we have no idea what the match is going to be. Is it going to be a 12 Diva or 14 Diva Battle Royal? Is it going to be a 7-on-7 tag match? Is it going to? Who knows what it's going to? I think it's going to be I don't know. I'm not sure. I think it's going to be a Royal a little Rumble, but
they can't consider one fall for the title.
That's what she said. It was one fall for the title, but what is it going to be? 7-on-7? Is it going to be? Is it going to be a scramble?
Gauntlet match.
A gauntlet match? Who knows? No, I don't know if I could sit through 14 pinfalls, okay, or 7 pinfalls to find out with the Divas, okay?
We'll be on the edge of our seats.
No, we'll be hoping.
That's all it'll be is just finishing moves, pinfall.
We'll be hoping for, you know.
And then Kong shows up.
I can't say it. Who knows?
Sarah Del Rey.
Who knows?
Paige.
Paige.
Yes.
What? I'm awake.
Paige.
Who knows? Dave, I don't have a lot of hope for the current Emma, stop it. I don't have a lot of hope for the current WWE Divas right now, but there's a whole slew of good ones that are going to be coming up real soon, including Charlotte, whose birthday is today, Ashley Flair. She's 28. Yeah.
Same age.
Have you guys heard of anything about that Rusev guy coming in and being maybe he's going to be in the... Battle Royal too.
I think he is. I mean, he's odds-on favorite to win it right now.
Yeah.
We have the odds from a bookmaking place.
Some degenerate gambler decided to put odds on
Bovada Online Sports Betting, and actually you can bet on that. Russoff and Big Show are both 11-4.
Is so. Russoff actually listed as a
yes.
participant right now? Okay, I didn't know if he was or not.
Yeah, I don't know. So yeah, he.
No, Brad Maddox got in this week.
Hey, Dave, we got to run, brother.
All right, take care.
Hey, thanks. Good luck watching.
Woo! You
222-1280 star 12 is the number.
Yeah.
I haven't really been catching up on the texts, but Big Thunder looks like he's been putting quite a few in.
Oh, there was a question about that before, right? Yeah, there's a lot of texts we didn't get to.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm finding online is sold out.
Big Thunder was wondering if that Brawl for All was made for Dr. Death to win. It was, and he got knocked out by Bart Gunn. So, you know, that's true, though. 222-1280 star 12 if you want to give us a call on the air, or if you want to text us, you can do either one. Let's look at their first predictions. We got to get them out of the way because we got less than an hour now. What do you think is going to win the 30-man Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royale? Okay, and we're going to get very quick rationale behind it. I'll even start. I think the Big Show is going to win it. And just because you know what? His Andre, he was brought in as Andre's son in WCW, so he had a tie to Andre. What about you guys? So let's go around the room. DC Dan Cole.
I think it's... I think it is either going to be Big Show or Rusev.
Well, you gotta give me one.
God. You know what? I'm gonna go Rusev.
Okay, Rusev, the new guy who's been we've been
new
seeing
guy,
promos.
New guy, let him build some steam. Here's what I really want out of that match, though.
Hey,
they Crespi, talk about
get in the studio. You gotta vote on this too.
They talk about the awesome, you know, big Andre the Giant trophy. I really want it to be small.
See, I think the Big Show can only be one that can be
like
able to
a
carry.
Little league one.
Do you remember the statue trophy. From last year?
Yes.
They had
yes.
the actual size one. I think Big Show is the only one who could lift that.
Well, I personally think for the Andre Giant, I'm going to take Kofi Kingston. Just going, he's my underdog, and I think he's going to win it.
Okay, you take Kofi. Okay, Jay-Z.
Same reasons you gave. I think Big Show is going to win it. I think they need to. I think they need to rebuild him as a threat. I would love to see him versus Daniel Bryan for the title at WrestleMania 31.
All right, Crespi.
I think the Big Show.
Oh, hold on, I got to turn you on. Go on. Big Show.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, and you know Danger Boy's not here today. Oh well, his loss. Artiste, what do you think?
Jinder Mahal.
You know what?
Why is everybody laughing?
We're a three man band.
You know he's on my fantasy team.
Can you guys cover that? I was gonna say Big Show, but we'll switch it up since everybody's saying Big Show, and I'll just go with Brodus Clay.
Brodus Clay. With his new look, right?
Yeah, maybe with a new look.
He is a main event player.
No, yeah. Well, maybe he'll come back as a mid card player.
A mid card player.
Yeah.
Okay. 222-1280 star 1280's number. If you want to get chime in on your 2 cents. Let's while we're on these multiple person matches, and you know it's funny, none of us picked the guy who's not even in it yet. So I
do
mean,
you know how hard it is to buy a toga in April?
Can't you just get a white sheet and just tie it around your waist?
The same.
I got some yellow stained ones.
Yeah.
From the dogs.
We went there.
Right.
We went there. All right. We'll go. Since we're going to multi-person matches, we're going to go with the Vicky Guerrero Divas Championship Invitational.
Oh, boy.
Okay. This is a 14-diva match. We're not really sure of the rules. We're not sure how it's going to go. We just know it's going to be a pinfall for a win. And all she does is go, when she talks about it on commentary, you know, and then she flirts with JBL.
Excuse me?
It's terrible. Who do you think, and actually, I'll tell you the odds real quick, too, because I do actually
there's
have...
There's odds for this, too?
There's odds for every match on the pay-per-view.
Is there how many botches will happen
this
in that
is,
match?
This is pretty simple odds. The odds are AJ Lee 2-7 to win, total field 9-4. So obviously they think someone in the field is going to win it. Besides AJ. And AJ being engaged now to CM Punk and, you know, being associated with CM Punk and being the longest reigning Divas champion in history, it's about time she dropped it. I don't want to see any of those Divas from the TV show win it. That's for sure. I'm not going to go first. Artiste, you're picking first. You know the Divas better than I do.
This is a tough one to pick. But I'm going to go with Natalya because I feel like they're pushing her to be the big baby face.
Big baby?
Yeah, with how fake Total Diva seemed last Sunday and everything.
She's going to celebrate with some icy hot.
Yeah.
don't get
and then maybe that would mean Summer Rae would be the next champ down the road.
Ooh.
We'll see. But
okay, you're going with Natalya. Okay, Mr. Fantasia.
I don't
Fantasia.
Want Natalya to win. Let's just preface that.
Okay, I know no one does, but go ahead.
Out of all the girls that are there, I think the best candidate wrestling-wise, I'm going to actually give to Naomi. I'd like to see her.
Okay,
maybe spell it backwards.
Mark. What? Mark, you got right on me. Okay, get this. I'm going to make my pick next. I'm going to. Everyone loves her, and I love her too. I'm picking Tamina Snuka.
I love her.
I think you're in love with his daughter.
You know what his daughter?
That's what Jimmy Snuka kept telling us. Okay, I'm going to pick Tamina Snuka. So.
What was your favorite WrestleMania match? I think you're in love with my daughter.
Jay-Z?
I'm going to pick the Water Authority because of all the people going to the bathroom for this match.
If they all flush at the same time, yes. Will it blow up the septic system?
Well, it's not the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, it's not.
It'll probably be the clearest that the... streaming will go throughout the entire match.
That was terrible. That was terrible. I got to get my rim shot ready next time you're going to get one of those. Okay. Jay-Z.
Was it for my 12th
pick? I got to pick an actual person?
Yeah, pick a person. Just roll the dice.
I don't even know half these people.
Pick one of the divas on TV, though.
You know what? I'm going to pick her because I love her. Tamina Snuka.
Okay. DC Danny Cole.
The winner will be the fans when the match is over.
Okay.
No.
Non-participant wins.
I had the name in my head before RT said it, Natalya.
Okay, Natalya, DC. And how about you, Mr. John Crespi?
I really don't care, so I'm going to have to go with Summer Rae. I think she's hot. What if Melina makes a comeback and we have the big return of Melina versus Alicia Fox?
Summer Rae's getting a lot of run on the TV show.
Her face is weird.
She's got a little bitty head. She got a lot of hair, too. It's like it's covering up her bald spot on top of her head. Doesn't it look like that? I'm sorry. That's
bullying.
Not nice.
Be a star, guys.
All right. 222-1280 is the number. We're going to go to break right now. I know. I'm sorry. That's terrible. Why would I say something like that?
I want Emma to win.
I would like to see Emma.
I would like to hear Emma's theme song at some point
friends.
On this 2-hour show.
Yeah.
Too.
All right. 222-1280. Start 1280 in Texas. You can call us. We'll be back with more of our picks. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
Because you're going to see Bray Wyatt, self-proclaimed ruler of worlds, demanding change. Oh, boy, I'm going to give you change. You have to change the way you walk because I'm going to stuff my foot in your ass.
By the way, nice shirt you get back in the gift shop when you were picking up new glasses from last week. Don't you have a match with Randy Orton you should be getting ready for?
And shouldn't you be worrying about your match with Daniel Bryan? And not focusing on a championship match that you may not have?
I have decided that not only am I going to beat Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania and put an end to this pathetic yes movement, I am then going to step into the ring with Randy Orton and Batista, and I am going to show the world that I am the most powerful man in the WWE.
Hi, this is Trish Stratus from the WWE, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Keep listening because satisfaction is guaranteed.
All right, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man. I am here with DC Dan Cole, the Artiste, Mark Fantasia, Jay-Z, John Crespi is manning the phones, and you. I'll let you know we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Join us tomorrow for WrestleMania 30 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. We'll have stuff to give away. There'll be drink specials all night long, and you can come hang out with us and watch WrestleMania 30, the granddaddy of them all. WrestleMania 30, the biggest. This is the best WrestleMania since WrestleMania 29, I promise you that. And I wasn't even here for WrestleMania 29. I was there. But come on down, join us. Get there early. It starts at 7. I would suggest you getting there much earlier than that. Come hang out with us. You might walk off with that WrestleMania 50-bound book. It's a very beautiful book. It's got some great colored pictures in it. Also, Monday is the grand opening of the second Arthur Treacher's. It's Monday at 4 p.m. It's in Webster, Route 250 and 104. Arthur Treacher's are coming back in mass, and this is the second one. Yum, yum, yum. Fish and chips. Love that stuff. Come on down. Join us on Monday at 4 o'clock for the grand opening. And next week, by the way, folks, we're going to be on 2 hours, too. We've got we're going to be doing the post-WrestleMania wrap-up show. And so we can talk about what happened and if it was significant or not. But hopefully it is. Hopefully we're going to be able to say yes, yes, yes to start the show out next week. But welcome back to the show. I'm there. Go through who we are. I'm the Cash Man, DC Dan Cole, the Artiste, Jay Z, Fantasia, and Mark Crusby. Call Crusby on the phone. He wants to talk to somebody. John Crusby misses talking to the people. And stop texting. No. 222-1280, Star 1280. You can call us. You can text us.
We haven't read any of these.
I know. I see. Rashawn's been texting us now.
I think it would help, though, if
he can't call.
The phone rings. Crusby picks it up and goes, hello,
it's me.
You're looking for.
All right. Wait, what?
Was that a Lionel Richie reference? Everybody under the age of 35.
Okay, we're going to get back to our predictions in a second. We got Brian on the line. Brian, what's up, buddy?
Hi, guys. WrestleMania's already woo-woo.
All right. Yeah.
Here's my prediction. I think Daniel Bryan will walk out WrestleMania 30 with the championship, and I think Stephanie McMahon is going to get involved in the match with Daniel Bryan. I have a feeling the way things are going between Daniel Bryan and Triple H. Remember that Monday Night Raw where Stephanie got involved in an altercation and slapped Daniel Bryan? So I think Stephanie's going to get involved in that match.
Yeah, well, she slapped Batista, too. So, I know what you're talking about.
And I think Brie Bella is going to win that women's title.
Well, I would not be unhappy because of all the women that are there, she's probably one of the best wrestlers. So, good choice there, Brian.
And, Richie, I will not be there tomorrow night.
What? Okay,
yes.
You'll be there in spirit, bro.
Yes, but I will call in next week. Thanks, guys.
Okay, thanks, Brian. Take it easy, buddy.
I like the way he thinks.
222-1280, Star 1280 is the phone number if you want to call. We've got a call for our good friend. Is this Rocky from Iran? Hey, Rocky, how's it going, buddy?
Hey, Rich. Hey, boys. What's going on? Hey. I thought I'd give you guys a call. It sounded like John was a little lonely.
He was a little lonely. You're correct. And now he's lonely again. 222-1280.
So lonely.
I got two things for you. First things first, Mrs. Rocky wants to know if the Hall of Fame show is going to be on regular television tonight.
It will not. It starts at 8 o'clock. They're going to actually have the red carpet at 8 o'clock. 9 o'clock it starts on the network. It's done at like 11:30. But it's going to be on, they're going to have an edited down version post after WrestleMania on Monday. So it'll be on 11 to 12 on USA.
So she'll be able to see it on Monday on USA.
Yeah, and they're only doing three on USA too. I think it's Lita, Mr. T, and Jake the Snake. I think.
If you didn't watch it tonight, could you watch it tomorrow on the network?
Yes.
It'll be repeating on the network.
So wait, they're
too.
Doing a red carpet. Is Joan Rivers going to be there? Going, what are you wearing, Triple H?
Probably.
Second thing, I got my prediction for the over the top battle royale.
Okay.
It's going to come down to the show in El Torito. and the show will do the lawn dart with him.
I'd pay for that.
I'd like to see that El Torito, if he had real spiked horns, stick right into the ground. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but if he has to work with him, that means he'll be out next.
Hey, Rocky, enjoy. You have the network, obviously, right?
Me?
No, yeah, no?
Of
yeah.
course.
Okay, well, enjoy then the Hall of Fame tonight. It starts at 8 o'clock, so call us next week. Tell us how the whole thing was, because not all of us have it here, and some of us will be curious how the whole thing goes. So,
I'll brief you guys.
Thank you, Rocky. Take it easy.
All right, take care, boys.
Drive safe. 222.
After the Hall of Fame, you could watch Rocky ring announce at 1 a.m. on CW Rochester.
That's right, Pure Six Wrestling.
John McChesney against Jay Freddie tonight. One of the best local matches in history.
Watch Jay Freddie's knee brace come unbuckled about a minute into the match, and then he wrestles the rest of the match with the unbuckled knee brace, which scares me.
It takes a brave man because
it's scary. Yeah, I know. I mean, it's like
those of us that own knee braces. That's not happening.
All right, 222-1280 Star 1280. We're gonna. You can run back over there. I don't think anyone's gonna call. No one likes us now, right now. But let's get back to some more predictions on from the pay per view. Let's go to this is what I think is gonna open the show too. I think Daniel Bryan versus Triple H is gonna open the show. I will start. No, I won't start. DC Dan Cole will start on his predictions and very briefly why you pick what.
Double DQ leading to a fatal four-way for the championship.
Oh, Dan. Dan,
ooh,
double DQ.
Look at you out of the
double
gate.
Double DQ.
Dan, you love those double Gs, don't you?
Oh, boy, do I.
All right. Danger Boy's not here to enjoy the double Ds.
He's here in spirit.
Yes, he is. Artiste.
What are we talking about?
Daniel Bryan, Triple H.
What are you thinking
for
about?
Togas? I was kind of, I don't know. I want Triple H to be in the match because it'll mean less Batista and Orton that I have to pay attention to if he's in there as well as Brian, but Brian will win.
You think okay, the artiste is on Daniel Bryan's side. How about you, Mr. Jay-Z?
I think Daniel Bryan's going to win, but I'm starting to like that idea of Triple H being involved in a Fatal 4-Way type of situation. Maybe they get counted out, like they brawl into the crowd, they get counted out, and Vince shows up and throws them both in the main event.
Can you imagine if you open the pay-per-view? It's not really entirely a pay-per-view. You open it with this match. Triple H wins. All the Bryan fans are upset. And they're like, oh, well, I didn't really pay for this. It's just on the network. I'm going to go watch Total Divas.
And that's exactly why it's not. And then there's no Total Divas on Sunday.
What?
There's no Total Divas on Sunday. No. Crumple the paper. He's gone.
I need that paper back.
No, yeah. I will say this. Yeah, there's no Total Divas, and the thing, if it's the first match of the night, then you know the DQ probably could possibly.
Well,
happen.
You know,
it's
a
good call, actually. I didn't think of double DQ.
The other thing is, if they get mad because Daniel Bryan doesn't win, they'll switch over to HBO and watch Game of Thrones.
This is not bad. Okay,
my wife is mad.
Okay, so DC, what was your pick here again?
I'm saying, I mean, I don't know if it's going to be
double DQ.
Whatever happens in the match, it's going to result in both men being part of the main event.
Mr. Fantasia.
He's in my top five. I'm going to have to say D-Bra.
D-Bra, okay. Okay, and this is what I'm going to say. If you listen closely to Triple H's promo he cut last Monday night, he talked about how he and Stephanie are the only people in power in WWE. They kept saying it over and over and over. What's going to happen is Vince McMahon is going to come out after Triple H beats Daniel Bryan. He's going to call for both those men to be inserted into the main event, and it's going to be a four-way.
I just need to say that right now, while we looked up at the TV on ESPN, they are actually talking about WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah. They've been doing it the last couple of days. I've noticed that some of the...
Are we taking the entertainment out of sports entertainment?
They won't talk about hockey, but...
So I think we're going to get...
Staged fighting. Here we go.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get... And Crespi, how about you? Hold on a second. Go ahead. Sorry.
I think kind of going along with you that they don't really change up too much in WrestleMania. I think Daniel Bryan's going to take it.
Okay. But this is what, you know, did you guys hear it like I heard it when I was listening Monday when Triple H said, we are the ultimate power in this company. And then you know that Vince McMahon is actually the ultimate power in this company. So he's going to come out and nix those guys.
He's the higher power.
Yeah, he is the higher power. So, okay.
Corporate ministry.
It was me, Austin.
Yes. Okay, real quick. We're going to try to go faster on this because we're really moving slow. How about Kane and the New Age Outlaws versus Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, and Dean Ambrose? I'm going to start this one by saying Kane and the New Age Outlaws win this one.
Really?
Yeah, I agree.
Shield.
Who said that?
I'm taking Shield.
Come on now. Kane and the New Age Outlaws have absolutely nothing to gain from winning this.
Except for they want to split up the Shield.
But I think they might back away from that because I don't think they expected the response they got by actually keeping them together and turning them face. Yeah. I didn't think it would work as well.
They're
going to
be like the Horsemen. They're
going
to be
good. So you're going Shield, Danny.
I think why break them up when you found new life in the group in this form?
There's not enough single good guys on the top of the card. That's why. Roman Reigns is blowing up.
Well, Roman Reigns is, but you know who I think has been stealing the show the last 2 months?
Seth Rollins. Yeah, he's the best wrestler of the three.
Right.
Without a doubt. Jay-Z?
All right, why break up the Shield? I think it's important for them to win as faces. However, the only reason I say that is because in the tag team match, I have a prediction about a breakup of some sort. So I'll leave it at that.
Okay, so you're going to go with the Shield winning?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And Mr. Crespi?
I'm going with you, Rich. I don't know. I think Kane and the Outlaws are going to win.
Okay. And Artiste, we didn't hear one word from you on this yet.
See, this is tough because I kind of underlined my answers, and I realized that I have all, like, baby faces winning, and that's not the way things go.
No, but that... But
you would think that's, like, almost a Booker thought.
Your top five?
So in that circumstance, yeah, let's go Kane and the Outlaws because there's got to be some heel victories.
Okay, we'll go one more and we'll take a break. John Cena and Bray Wyatt. Does John Cena get over Bray Wyatt or does this make Bray Wyatt? I'm not going to start first. Jay-Z, you go.
I really think Bray Wyatt is on the cusp of something huge. So I really and John Cena has never been afraid to take a pinfall. So I think
especially at WrestleMania. Yeah.
At WrestleMania, he's lost several times. I think this is Bray Wyatt's year. He's going to be ascending. John Cena is going to always be that guy, so he's never going to. He's not going to lose anything by losing a match to Bray Wyatt. But Bray Wyatt needs a win because he just needs a win.
Okay, Mark Fantasia, what do you think?
I think Bray Wyatt, personally, is going to win. And the last time John Cena had a loss at WrestleMania, his life spiraled out of control. He had a divorce, everything. So I don't think he can really take
it. Was a bad
loss.
Year.
It really was a bad year.
It started a bad year for him. And he lost in The Rock. Okay, Mr. DC Dan Cole.
In a recent, one of Steve Austin's recent podcasts when he interviewed John Cena talked about how the problem right now is he needs new dance partners, quote-unquote. He needs people to step it up. Well, there's a bunch of young guys stepping it up. The other half of Cena's equation, to be true, is he needs to let the young guys take the lead. So Bray Wyatt needs to win this.
Okay. John Crespi?
I'm going with Bray.
Okay. You know, I'm gonna be the lone descender right now, except I'm sure I haven't gone to the Artiste yet, but let me go first. I think John Cena's going to win. And the reason I say that is because you can make Bray Wyatt with John Cena still winning. There's things that can happen that will still make this guy, and John Cena doesn't have to lose to make that happen. So I'm going with
DQ?
John Cena.
The Wyatts beat him up?
I don't think we'll get a DQ. I think that's just me.
Are they going to pin him clean? I mean, how do you...
It's 3-on-1 right now, so yeah. I mean, well, Mr. Artiste...
It's WrestleMania. It's John Cena. Okay. Let me say this quick, though. The Wyatts are so over, the place would not like a Cena clean win.
Oh, no. You hear them.
I mean, they don't like Cena at all, really, at WrestleMania, regardless.
Okay.
It is the South, though. That's what I wonder about. Like, a lot of people travel, but in the South, they buy in a lot more.
Did you notice that they were all humming the Wyatt family theme music before they came out? You could hear the audience humming it.
They did that in NXT all the time,
I cannot wait until tomorrow night when 70,000 people are clapping along to the Wyatt theme. It's going to
Wearing the masks. Yes. Hopefully they give the sheep masks away at the door.
All right. Well, we got to go to break. We've got a couple more matches to pick still. Give us a call, 222-1280. Text us at that number. And don't forget that we're going to be at Salvatore's at the garage door. Come out, hang with us, 149 East Ridge Road. We'll be back after these messages. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
Men have stepped up, and 21 men have been set down. And I would be honored, Triple H, to defend these titles against you on the grandest stage of them all, but I have got to ask one more time, if for no one else's sake but your own, would you please reconsider being a part of this triple threat match? Randy, no amount of ass-kissing is going to get you out of this. I'm sorry. I spoke out of turn. I forgot. I figured this out last week. You're the brains of this operation. Your wife's the brawn.
Hey, guys. What's going on? This is Lita of the World Wrestling Entertainment, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. And whenever I'm in Rochester, I make sure I feel the pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the cash.
First one-on-one interview I ever did.
Really?
Right there.
That was at Niagara Falls, right? Yeah.
Did she feel the pain?
Maybe.
The next day, the authority and I got to interview Stacy Keebler.
Was that the day before?
And Trish Stratus.
I think it was the day before.
Oh, was it? No.
Edge was there. Oh, no, it was like 3 days. I was up there 2 days.
Yeah, that's right.
And was that the Niagara Falls WWE store?
Yeah.
Rest in peace. Yeah, it still sits there. You can still see their pile driver ride.
They sell wrestling merchandise there, but it's not a WWE store.
Interesting.
Yeah.
222-1280, star 1280 is the number.
And if you're there, get the pretzel logs covered in chocolate and M&Ms right across the street.
Yeah.
Recommendation. Yeah. Trust me.
And you can ride the giant Ferris wheel that's heated, too, right over there. It's kind of across the street, sort of.
See the falls lit up at night.
We're going to be up there for the Niagara Falls Comic Con.
Oh, yeah.
That's coming up soon.
I want Shatner to tell me to get a life in person.
The Nature Boy. The Nature Boy is going to be there, too.
So is Peter Mayhew. That's the guy Chewbacca.
We'll have some tickets to give away like we did last year for that as we get closer. But I want you to know, Pink Link's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight, Empire at Culver. And you know we're going to be at Salvatore's at the garage door tomorrow for WrestleMania 30, 149 East Ridge Road. Starts at 7. I'm pounding that into your head. It starts at 7. Don't walk in at 8 and expect a seat. I'm gonna promise you that. Don't walk in at 7 and expect a seat. You got to make this a full day type of thing. Get there at 6, and then you can get your order in. You have pizza by the time the pay-per-view starts.
With garlic bread first.
Yeah.
Don't show up at 7 expecting you're going to be parking.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be packed. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
See, now all these people are going to show up at noon, and we're going to have nowhere to park.
Yeah, carpool. That's what I suggest.
Can we have Chuck or Bear maybe put out some cones and block out some spots for us?
You need velvet rope around your table, too.
We're treated so good.
What is the weather like tomorrow, anyway?
Well, I don't know where the limo's going to go, but I know I'm going to get out of it. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry. A little of a poshness thing.
Limousine riding.
Jet flying.
Kid stealing son of a gun cash man.
Woo! Maybe I'll debut my tie, my special cash man tie.
Oh, look at you.
Well, see, I'm doing the announcing for the roller derby now.
Ah.
And so, and that's what I'm going to go by is the cash man. So I might as well come out and dress like Claudio. Remember when Claudio used to wear the money tie and have the big dollar sign on the back of his?
He's very European.
Antonio Cesaro. You may have known better.
I miss those days.
Okay, so come on out tomorrow night. Don't forget the grand opening of the newest Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips. That is Monday at 4 p.m. in Webster, Route 250 and 104. It starts at 4 o'clock. Come out and enjoy the festivities and get some fish and chips. Yum, 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 yum. Okay, let's quickly get back to this card. We didn't even touch this one yet. Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar. I'm going to start by going simply, no one breaks the streak, Undertaker.
Yeah, we can just skip this one.
Yeah.
You guys think we can skip this one?
No,
it's the most predictable thing ever.
Yeah. No,
okay.
No.
All right, well, obviously, we'll let Jay-Z give his prediction.
Yeah. Okay, so
listen,
Mark.
Listen,
hey,
he's due. Brock Lesnar's due to beat the Undertaker. The streak is due to lose. It's like rooting against the Harlem Globetrotters.
It's like rooting
Keep
against Santa Claus.
That's
okay.
Happen.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a twist for this one.
Oh, okay. Go on.
Wait a minute. I got to throw this out there. See, picture this: like Taker tombstones Lesnar. Okay. Lights go down. Lights come back up. Sting's pointing the bat at Undertaker. Just saying.
Okay, so but it has to end with a pinfall.
Which might get a good pop in the South,
Undertaker.
Too.
Yeah. So, are you saying that Undertaker wins the match
and
then the lights go out?
Okay. Boom, he pins Lesnar, lights go down.
That would be sweet. But they'll probably save it for Raw because they care more about Raw ratings than WrestleMania.
I just really hope that Taker doesn't break a hip or something. He's looking really rough right now.
All right, so press record. Press record in case I'm not here next year or in 5 years or in 20 years.
You always pick Undertaker.
Tomorrow night on the WrestleMania... fill in the blank number, pay-per-view, the Undertaker will not lose. The streak will continue.
All right.
You can air that for 50 years.
That'll be our new ID.
Yes.
This is the Ortiz.
Hey,
this is
the Ortiz.
45.
And you're listening to the Pain Clinic.
It's a video, and it pauses for a second, and it says 30.
222-1280, star 1280. You guys can still call in what you think is going to be the signature match of this pay-per-view. I'm going to real quickly whip through the rest of these before we go to the next match here. There's a few more. Let's see. What did I stop? Austin and Rock. So 16 was Triple H versus The Rock versus Foley versus Big Show, and they are all McMahons were in their corners.
And no one remembers the ladder match.
That was the signature match. Okay, 17, Austin versus The Rock. It was in Houston, and that's when Austin went heel.
TLC 2.
Oh, right. The ending was terrible. He went heel and joined Vince McMahon. Yeah.
Whoa. Okay, 18, Triple H versus Jericho was the main event, but we had Hogan versus The Rock, which really is the match that everyone remembers from the Sky Dome. Okay, 19, Lesnar versus Angle. Remember, Lesnar did the 450, what was it, the backwards moonsault?
Oh, I hope
he's going to break his neck.
I hope he tries it against Taker tomorrow.
and he beat Angle after Angle rolled him on top of him after he knocked himself out. And we got Rock versus Austin. That was the one from Seattle. And Hogan versus McMahon. That was the Hogan versus McMahon match.
Hogan McMahon is forgettable.
Yeah, it was a bloody mess. WrestleMania 20, Benoit versus Triple H versus Michaels.
Who?
Main event. The next other match.
Brock versus Goldberg.
Yeah, we'll skip that one. I believe you were there, weren't you?
Oh, I booed that match.
Remember you guys were walking by with your Price is Right shirts on in the background when we were watching?
No, that was at the Meadowlands. That was a different baby.
Oh, that's hard. Okay.
This weekend I got robbed in Manhattan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Guerrero versus Angle was the other match I think of from WrestleMania 20. So that was where Guerrero won the belt from Kurt Angle.
No, he had the belt going in.
Okay, 21, Batista versus Triple H, where Batista beat Triple
Rocky
H.
Bono, Big Show.
Cena versus JBL. Cena versus JBL, and that was where Cena got his first heavyweight title.
The best
match was the 30-minute Angles versus Michaels match.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, then we got to the next year, 22, Cena versus Triple H.
Nope.
Boogeyman versus Booker T.
No, Mysterio versus Angle versus Orton. That was the...
you're going to hate me by the end of this
time.
Edge versus Foley was actually the best match.
Number 23, Cena versus Michaels. Lashley beats Umaga, shaves Vince's head. That was the two things I remember from that. And Danny, you were there. Yeah. That was in Detroit.
Melina defeated Ashley.
That was the semi
main event. Great Khali beat Kane.
Yeah, that was a semi main event, believe it or
Wait,
not.
Wait, was that one of the
women's match was
prison too?
ECW Originals beat the New Blood.
Okay, well, let's see. 24 Undertaker versus Edge, Streak versus Streak, and Big Show versus Mayweather.
Oh, come on. How is Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels not a signature match at 24?
Oh, Finley and JBL.
I love you, I'm sorry.
Because when I see the videos, I see Vince getting his head shaved.
Kane defeated Chavo Guerrero in 11 seconds.
No. Okay. Number 24. Oh, number 25. Triple H versus Orton. Cena versus Big Show versus Edge. Undertaker versus Michaels.
Yes. First match ever at WrestleMania. Yeah.
Okay. Number 26.
Santina Morella defeated Beth and Molina.
Number 26. Cena versus Batista. Undertaker versus Michaels, number 2, retires Michaels. Bret Hart versus McMahon.
Oh, that was a horrible match.
Oh, that was awful. That should never have happened.
Now we're getting to like real close times. 27, Miz versus Cena.
Nope.
Undertaker versus Triple H, part 1.
Eh. Wait, wasn't Miz versus Cena where they took like a 5-minute break after Miz went through the wall?
Yeah, Miz got like a concussion, and then they kind of slowed it. And then Rock came out.
Michael Cole defeated Jerry Lawler.
That's right. Okay.
Thank you.
Number 28, Rock versus Cena, number 1. Undertaker versus Triple H. That was second Undertaker versus Triple H.
The most annoying officiating ever.
But Punk versus Jericho was not on there?
No, it was, but I didn't count it. Okay, and
Menounos is not on there.
Last year, Rock versus Cena and Undertaker versus Punk. So we've gone through all the years, and I wanted to get them out of the way before we got. I can't answer the phone, but hey, we'll be there in just a second on the phone.
We got to get our own predictions out.
Okay, hold on. Let's finish our predictions. We've gotten up now to the tag team title match, which is going to be on the pre-show. I don't even know why I have it on this list.
I'm so mad about that.
I'm not even going to count that. Okay, let's go to the main event. The main event is going to be To Be Determined versus Batista versus Randy Orton. I'm saying at the end of the night, Daniel Bryan walks off with the WWE heavyweight title.
I agree. It has to be that way or they're going to have serious problems with Monday Night Raw the next night.
Yes, because that's right. The international crowd. Okay, Jay-Z.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan's got to walk away with the title. It's been a build since SummerSlam. He needs to win this one.
Okay, Mark.
Danny's got me sold that it's going to turn into a four-way with Evolution versus Daniel Bryan. And Daniel Bryan's going to walk away to win.
Mystery.
But.
Evolution.
But. And mine is big. Go ahead.
Punk is going to come in and help Daniel Bryan win that title
or
against
the Shield.
Evolution. I don't think the Shield. Okay. They don't.
There'll be somebody involved in it besides the
Big Show. Because a triple threat is no DQ.
I predict this match ending up like Mick Foley versus The Rock from Monday Night Raw.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Punk comes out, crowd goes
And just remember
nuts.
That pop. Now imagine it with 70,000 people as opposed to 15,000 people.
Artiste?
Brian.
You're going to go with
Clear
Daniel.
As day. Don't even.
John Crespi's in here studio with
it's
me.
It's the only way they save a pretty lackluster year of WWE programming since. I mean, there's been great things over the last year, but you've upset the fans enough. This is the only way that you.
Agreed.
If you do this one more time, if you screw over the fans one more time on this Brian thing, they're done. They're walking away. You cannot. This is the payoff.
And that's why they kept saying, wait.
They won't wait longer than tomorrow.
Okay, we got a break to go. So, and Crespi votes with all of us. He thinks it's going to happen. You know what I'm most excited for as we go to break here? I'm most excited for Luke Harper to be on this card.
Yeah.
And I'm even more excited that he's going to be in town May 2nd. With WWE when they come for the house show.
Team house show.
Yeah, and you listen, this guy is going to get over big time in this crowd in Rochester. So you better put him against somebody who it's okay to boo, you know?
Cena.
Fandango.
If someone other than Daniel Bryan wins the main event, I will get a belly button tattoo.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
You heard it right here on the show.
All right, 222-1280.
Mark that.
You're listening to the Pain Clinic. Give us a call. We're on Sports 1280 WHTK.
Hey, this is CM Punk, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Oh, we got to clap along. Will we do that when the band plays this? They're going to get played out to the ring by the band. Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with DC Dan Cole, the artiste, Jay-Z, Mark Fantasia, John Crespi, Man in the Phones, and you. And I want you to know we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire Culver. If you don't know where we're watching WrestleMania tomorrow night by now, then I'm just astounded. because, you know, we're going to be at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road. Have plenty of stuff to give away. I got some Pain Clinic t-shirts. I got some stuff. Actually, you know, it would be nice if someone actually came and gave me something for once. Wouldn't that be nice?
Artiste will give you a hug.
Yeah, I'll get hugs from Artiste.
I'll bring you a denim jacket.
I watched the Artiste hug somebody on TV on Pier 6, so, I mean, I know he can do it.
When is that? Oh, that airs in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Wait, you did?
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
But there was like three hugs.
I was a little upset. There was a lot of hugs. Yeah.
Was it a hug contract on a pole match?
By the way, I want to thank Salvatore for letting us have the 2 hours this week and next week to do the post-game wrap-up of WrestleMania. And I want to thank everybody for making it out today. We went through our predictions and everything, and we got a lot of calls.
Can't wait for 2 hours of Total Divas next week.
That's not what we're doing?
Yeah, we'll do some Total Divas.
You
we might
talk
as well.
About your feelings, too?
Yeah.
We could.
You're going to start passing some pictures around of Eva, whatever her name is.
Eva.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got to put that in my phone to remind me to do that.
Find those pictures of her. But, so come on out and join us tomorrow night, please. And don't forget, not only next week we'll be talking wrestling, but the Rock City Roller Derby ladies will be up talking about in the first segment of the show. And they have about April 12th. What is next week? April 12th? Is it next Saturday? What's today? The 5th? Yeah, it'd be the 12th. April 12th. And I've got a poster up here someplace. I don't know what I did with it now. I threw it someplace. But I can tell you, we're good.
Was it that Indiana Jones looking
one?
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
It was awesome.
A local comic artist did that. And it's April 12th. Bill Gray's Regional Iceplex 2700 Brighton Henrietta Town Line Road. You'll see me. I'm actually hosting the halftime ceremony, the halftime festivities. So I'm really excited. And we'll have some hot chicks up here in the studio. You know, one we've never had before, too, so I'm kind of excited about that. But so let's talk wrestling. We got 1 minute left. I've just about killed the time, but we've got WrestleMania. And, you know, I'm hoping we haven't even talked about our signatures. I'm going to go real quick. The main event's going to be my signature forever from this pay-per-view. I think that when Daniel Bryan wins a title, it'll stick in our heads. Jay-Z, very quickly.
We'll see Bray Wyatt doing that exorcist walk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mark Fantasia.
When Daniel Bryan wins the title, the celebration after will be what you remember the most.
Okay. Mr. RT.
Same thing.
And DC Dan Cole.
Daniel Bryan winning and the Wyatts making their entrance.
All right.
It's going to be
and
unreal.
Us eating garlic bread while yesing.
We are running out of time. You got a quick one, Crespi? Main event, Daniel Bryan. Okay, we got to get out of here. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, WrestleMania, baby. Woo!